الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما مزيدا. أما بعد، من الحمد لله for this lesson we will talk about a verse in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Surah Az-Zumar. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my slaves who believe, fear your Lord and keep your duty to Him. For those who do good in this world, there will be good. And Allah's earth is spacious. Only those who are patient shall receive their rewards in full without reckoning. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. Say, verily, I am commanded to worship Allah alone, sincerely, singling Allah Azza wa Jalla out with all of the religion. وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I am commanded this in order that I may be first of those who submit themselves to Allah as Muslims. In this verse we see, brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in verse number 10, and I read all the way to verse number 12, say, O my servants who believe, be afraid, fear Allah, fear your Lord, and keep your duty to Him. Al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he said, أي قل مناديا لأشرف الخلق وهم المؤمنون. Say, calling out to the most noble of the creation, and they are the believers. Say, O my slaves who believe. This is referring to the best of the creation, and they are the believers. آمرا لهم بأفضل الأوامر. Commanding them with the best of commands. وهي التقوى, and this is piety. ذاكرا لهم السبب الموجب للتقوى. And mention to them the reason that necessitates and requires them to fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the Lordship of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the Lord, and Him bestowing blessings upon them. Al-Muqtadi dhalika minhum an yattaqoon. This requires them to fear Allah. Naam, qul ya ibadi alladhina amanu attaqoo rabbakum lilladhina ahsanu fi hadhihi dunya hasana. وأرض الله واسع إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. And this necessitates them that they should fear Allah. You should fear your Creator, because Allah Azza wa Jal Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He created everything. الخالق لهذه الأشياء هو المستحق للعبادة. The one who created everything is deserving of all worship. Say, O Muhammad, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O my slaves who believe, fear Allah and keep your duty to Him. Fear Allah and keep your duty to Him. Fear your Lord. Command them with the greatest and the best of commands, which is to fear Him. At-taqwa, to have piety. And mention to them the reason why they should fear Allah. Because Allah is their Lord and He bestows upon them their all blessings. And this requires and demands from them that they fear Him. وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ مَا مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِهِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ فَإِنَّهُ مُوجِبٌ لِلتَّقْوَى. نعم, the fact that you, Allah has blessed you to believe, Allah guided you to al-Islam, Allah blessed you to be a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautified faith to you. This also necessitates and demands that the servant fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. نعم, Allah blessed you to accept al-Islam, Allah blessed you with al-Iman. This demands that you fear Him and that you possess piety, at-taqwa. And as we've mentioned numerous times, piety, the definition of it does not change. Piety was piety, at-taqwa, to all of the prophets and the messengers. Piety was piety at the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Piety, at-taqwa, was piety at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Piety was piety at the time of Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Piety was piety at the time of Moses alayhi salatu wasalam.
Piety is piety. It doesn't change, regardless of place and regardless of time. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, تبارك وتعالى, شَرَعَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. Piety, حفظكم الله, the person who was righteous at the time of any of the prophets, that is piety, what we consider to be piety today. وَذَكَرَ لَهُمْ الثَّوَابِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned for them the reward that they will receive for this in this life, that will encourage them and incite them to possess this taqwa, this piety. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Tabaraka wa ta'ala, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا. And for those who do good in this world, there is good, there is a reward. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا. But what does it mean to do good in this world? بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who do good, meaning they worship their Lord. That requires that we worship Allah alone, the sole creator, the bestower of all blessings. We single him out with all of the religion, with all worship. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, for those who do good, for those who worship the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who deserves to be worshipped. Al-Ahad, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد, say he is Allah, the one. There's only one God. Those who do good in this world, meaning they worship their Lord, لَهُمْ حَسَنَة, there is good. There is good meaning risk, wasi', vast sustenance. Likewise, وَنَفْسٌ مُطْمَئِنَّ, they will be content and have a content soul. وَقَلْبٌ مُنْشَرِحْ, and they will be happy. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى, as Allah, he said, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Whoever does righteous deeds, whether they are male or female, and they are a believer. Look, that's a condition. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, they have to be a believer. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, we will give them a happy, pleasant, joyful, fulfilling life. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً, the land and the earth of Allah is spacious. Meaning what? إِذَا مُنِعْتُمْ مِنْ عِبَادَتِهِ فِي أَرْضٍ, if you are prevented from worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla alone in a particular land. What does that mean? That you stay in that land? No, it doesn't mean that. If they prevent you from worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, فَهَاجِرُوا إِلَى غَيْرِهَا, there's no excuse. There's no excuse for not being a righteous, pious servant. Migrate to other than that land. تَعْبُدُونَ فِيهَا رَبَّكُمْ, where you can worship your Lord, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, وَتَتَمَكَّنُونَ مِنْ إِقَامَةِ دِينِكُمْ, and you can establish your religion. Brothers and sisters, Al-Imam Al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he brings a beautiful benefit, especially for those individuals who are in the West trying to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with the daily challenges and tests. Al-Imam Al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he said that huwa anna an-nas 'am, this text is general, lil-ladina ahsanu fi hadhihi ad-dunya hasana, for those who do good in this world, they will have good, they will be rewarded with good. Al-Imam Al-Sa'di said this text, na'am, it is general. أنه كل من أحسن فله في الدنيا حسنة, that anyone who does good, then in this world he will receive good, he will receive a reward. Imam Sa'di said, فما بال من آمن في أرض, what do you think about the people who believe in a land where they are humiliated, where they are subjected to ill treatment? What about them? دفع هذا الظن بقوله, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he clarified this matter with his statement, وأرض الله واسعة, the earth of Allah is spacious. And there is a text where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave glad tidings when he said, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك. There will never cease to be a group from this ummah manifest and clear upon the truth. They will not be harmed by those who forsake them, nor by those who oppose them, until the command of Allah comes and they are in that state. تشير إليه هذه الآية, and this verse, نعم, it establishes the same meaning of as that. وترمي إليه من قريب, وهو أنه تعالى أخبر أن أرضه واسعة, فمهما منعتم من عبادتي في موضع فهاجروا إلى غيرها. نعم, because whenever you are prevented from worshiping Allah Azza wa Jalla in one particular place, then migrate to another place. وهذا عام في كل زمان ومكان. And this is general and applicable to every time and place. فلا بد أن يكون لكل مهاجر ملجأ من المسلمين يلجأ إليه. And it is a must that for everyone who migrates, he will find a sanctity from the Muslims that he can migrate to. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And that's beautiful, ikhwan. If we look at the end of that ayah, say, O Muhammad, O my slaves who believe, fear your Lord and keep your duty to him. Those who do good in this world, they will be rewarded with good. And Allah's earth is spacious. Only those who are patient shall receive their rewards in full without reckoning. Naam. In order to have piety, in order to be righteous, in order to actualize a taqwa, it requires patience. Why? Because it may be that you may be strange in your particular land or your particular place. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Only those who are patient shall receive their rewards in full without reckoning. Because in order to fulfill that command of Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to fear Him and likewise to do good deeds, it requires patience. It is not possible except with patience. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Only those who are patient shall receive their rewards in full without reckoning. And that's important because a person may live in a place and they are surrounded by immorality, that which goes against taqwa. They are surrounded maybe by kufr and shirk, which opposes, no doubt, the foundation of a taqwa. They may be surrounded by things which contradict a taqwa. They may see people indulging in things which contradict piety. So what do? Do they just follow what the masses are doing, the majority of the people? No, rather it is a must that they are patient in order to receive this reward. When Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرًا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. O my slaves who believe, fear your Lord as he deserves to be feared and keep your duty to him. Those who do good in this world will be rewarded with good, and Allah's earth is spacious. Only those who are patient shall receive their rewards in full without reckoning. وَهَذَا عَامٌ فِي جَمِيعِ أَنْوَاعِ الصَّبْرِ. And this is general and includes all types of patience. Patience upon the decree of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which the servant may find distressful, so the servant does not become annoyed or vexed at what has been decreed for him. And likewise, being patient in staying away from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and being patient upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla, so that they can perform it and fulfill it. فَوَعَدُ اللَّهَ الصَّابِرِينَ أَجْرًا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And you see how Allah Azza wa Jalla promises those people who fear him as he deserves to be feared. Those people who do good, meaning they worship him alone, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they perform righteous deeds, they fulfill the obligations, and they exert themselves in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah promises the patient, those who are patient with all of this, and they are patient upon the establishment of piety at taqwa, that he will reward them, and they will receive their reward in full without reckoning. Without reckoning, what does that mean? بِغَيْرِ حَدْ. It will not be limited or restricted. وَلَا مِقْدَارِ. It's not limited to a particular amount. وَمَا ذَاكَ إِلَّا لِفَضِيلَةِ الصَّبْرِ وَمَحَلُّهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And this is as a result of the excellence of patience and its lofty station with Allah Azza wa Jal. وَأَنُّهُ مُعِينَ عَلَى كُلِّ الْأُمُورِ. So as we see, there are numerous benefits in that one verse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all firmness. And in the next verse we see, قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. Say, Muhammad, verily I am commanded to worship Allah alone and to single him sincerely out with all of the religion. That is the essence of piety. And every prophet and messenger came with this piety. And with that will suffice, insha'Allah. وجزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفقنا جميعا لما يحبه ويرضى وأن يدفع عنا كل سوء ومكروه وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.